ABC Listen. Gardening Australia Junior.
Ugh, this swamp is so stinky and sloshy. Why did you bring us here, Costa?
Oh, come on, Xavier. Where's your sense of adventure?
My gumboots are getting stuck in the mud and there are bugs everywhere.
Perfect conditions to find what we're looking for, Millie.
And what are we looking for exactly?
Right there.
That's a weird-looking plant.
Yeah, it looks like a mini taco with teeth.
Mmm, tacos. But no, this isn't a toothy taco. This, my Gardening Australia Junior crew, is the Venus flytrap.
Did Venus just swallow a fly?
Venus caught the fly, but hasn't technically swallowed it.
So is Venus a meat eater?
Yep, a carnivorous plant.
How does a plant catch and eat a fly?
Let me feed Venus some of my compost so we can find out the answer.
But I thought you said Venus eats meat.
It does, but Venus flytraps also get nutrients from the soil. So I might just sprinkle some compost in the mud here around its roots.
Costa, the wind is spreading your compost all throughout the swamp.
It must be really powerful. Venus is getting bigger already.
And bigger.
And bigger.
A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there. Makes the real world disappear. All it touches will grow tall. And you will seem so very small.
Ah! Venus doesn't look like a mini taco anymore.
It's a mega taco.
It's my compost that's made from old veggie scraps, lawn clippings, paper, and a few secret ingredients that make it magic.
Is the Venus flytrap magic too?
Not magic, just a very clever meat muncher.
Wow! Venus is the size of the Sydney Opera House.
Her traps do look a bit like the Opera House sails.
Her traps?
Yeah, those enormous green leafy parts.
With huge teeth?
They're not like human or animal teeth. They're more like hair, and they're called cilia. They're long and thin, and they're on the outside edge of the trap. We'll see how they work soon.
What's that sound?
Uh-oh, I think it's another fly.
Quick, shelter under Venus's stalk.
Ah!
That fly looks like a jumbo jet.
It's actually not a fly. It's a monstrous mozzie.
Oh, so Venus won't eat it then?
It might. Even though it's called a Venus flytrap, it eats all kinds of insects and spiders, ants, beetles, even grasshoppers.
Oh no, the mozzie's landing on that trap.
Venus is going to snap you, Mr. Mozzie.
He's coming in for landing.
Hey, the mozzie didn't get snapped.
Yeah, the trap, is still open.
Uh-huh. Venus hasn't noticed the mozzie.
Why not?
It's busy counting.
Plants can count?
Venus can. See those dark spikes sticking out the middle of the trap?
Oh, yeah. They look a bit prickly.
They're called trigger hairs.
Oh, no. The mozzie just brushed up against the trigger hair with its wings.
One more chance.
What do you mean?
The trigger hairs have to be touched two times within 20 seconds before they send an electrical signal through the trap to close it.
One, two, three, four, five. Don't touch another one yet, Mr. Mozzie.
The timer is a way Venus has worked out how to tell the difference between yummy insects crawling around on its traps and things it can't eat, like raindrops or dust that might accidentally land on the trap and touch its trigger hairs.
That's actually pretty smart.
Phew, the mozzie's flown away.
You've escaped the clutches of Venus this time, Mr. Mozzie.
Let's climb Venus's stem so we can take a peek inside its closed trap.
The one that snapped the fly earlier?
Yep.
Is that safe?
Yeah, Venus won't open that trap while it's digesting food.
If you say so.
Here, I'll give you a boost.
I'll help you, Millie.
I feel like Jack climbing the beanstalk.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Don't let us end up in the flytrap's tum.
Venus doesn't actually have a tummy. Keep climbing and you'll soon see.
We're here. Whoa, the teeth on the closed trap look like prison bars.
That's exactly right. They're designed to lock Venus's prey inside the trap before it's digested.
Aw, poor fly. Should we try to help it escape?
Nah, it's nature's way. Plus, it's too late. Look through the gaps in Venus's teeth.
Ew, the fly's covered in some sort of liquid?
It's digestive fluid, kind of like the stuff in our own tummies that helps to break down food.
But you said Venus doesn't have a tummy.
It doesn't. It'll take Venus a couple of days to fully digest the fly. It'll seal up its trap, then the fly will sit there inside until it eventually turns into liquid.
So, does Venus have a throat to help it swallow the fly smoothie?
No, Venus drinks it through the inner walls of the trap.
Gross.
Let's jump over to that open trap to take a closer look.
That definitely doesn't sound safe.
Come on, it's like playing the floor is lava. Just dodge the trigger hairs.
I'm scared.
Follow me on the count of three. One, two, three. Hey, you didn't jump with me.
It's too scary.
Yeah, we don't want to get snapped by Venus.
And turned into smoothies.
Fair enough, but now I'm standing all alone down here on Venus's open trap. I wonder if I can climb back to you.
Costa!
Look out!
Holy gladioli! It's a gargantuan grasshopper!
Ah!
It touched one of Venus' trigger hairs.
It's okay. Everyone calm down, especially you, Graham.
Graham?
I named the grasshopper. Now, Graham, don't move a muscle.
But Graham's massive. Surely he wouldn't get snapped.
Venus's traps come in all different sizes. Plenty are big enough to eat grasshoppers.
Graham just moved.
Tread gently, big fella. We don't want you to touch another trigger here.
Wait, Graham, stop moving.
I don't think he means to.
Oh, yeah. Is he getting smaller?
Oh, no. The compost is wearing off. We all need to get back to the ground pronto.
Ah, Costa! Graham bumped the trigger hair with a shrinking bum.
There's no time to waste. Everyone, jump!
Ah! Ugh, we're back in the mud.
Where are the others? Venus shut her trap.
Did Costa and Graham make it out okay?
Yep.
Oh, Costa, thank goodness. You made it out before Venus snapped.
Yeah, we jumped just in time. But I feel sorry for Venus.
Why?
Venus flytraps can only open and close one trap between 3 and 7 times. We just wasted one of its precious snaps.
Then what?
The trap runs out of energy and dies.
Does Venus die?
No, just her trap. And I guess it's not that sad. She grows new traps as long as she keeps getting plenty of energy from the soil, sun, and insect meat.
Well, all that climbing and jumping has made me very hungry.
Should we get a cheeseburger?
With flies? I mean, fries.
So, I know the Venus flytrap we visited was growing in the wild in a swampy bog.
Yeah, not exactly where I'd want to live.
Well, you can also grow your own Venus flytraps.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen them at the shop.
Yep. But if you're lucky enough to own a Venus flytrap, I've got some important tips to keep it happy and healthy.
What do we do?
You need to start by putting it in a pot somewhere with lots of light. At least 6 hours of sun a day. If you keep your Venus indoors, it needs to be somewhere like a sunny windowsill.
What about outside on a sunny balcony?
Perfect. But here's where they can get really fussy. Venus flytraps need their soil to be kept moist. One way to do this is by placing their pots in a tray of shallow water.
That sounds pretty easy.
Yes, but they only like very pure water. So that could be fresh rainwater or something called distilled water. But whatever you do, you cannot water your Venus trap straight from the tap.
That is fussy.
Told you.
And do we have to feed it flies?
They can survive without us feeding them insects. Just position them somewhere they can catch their own flies once in a while.
Or grasshoppers.
Or very tiny humans.
I will not be sharing my magic compost recipe. Please do not sprinkle any compost, magic or not, on anything except soil. In fact, don't sprinkle compost anywhere without the help of a grown-up. You never know what magic might happen. If you like the Gardening Australia Junior podcast, make sure you check out the TV show too. You'll find us on ABC iView.